Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm so happy that you're here called in tonight. Tonight, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to need your help tonight for the next 30 minutes. I need your participation. On the subject matter, so I'm going to read a few things and also read a couple of scriptures, but I need your help. I need your help to answer some questions tonight and see where you are dealing with this topic that I'm getting ready to talk with. I hope all is well with everyone. We're getting some warmer weather again. We weathered a storm for 3 days of freezing weather. And now we're getting ready to have summer weather. I can't believe that it's going to be in the 80s by the end of the weekend. But, you know, we have no control over the weather or anything in our lives. So, as far as that nature. But I hope that we don't get any more cold weather, because I am ready to search for some spring and summer weather to come in. Well, tonight, I'm going to talk about God's light and also what he said about darkness as well. But like I said, I need your help, so I'm going to be calling on you. I'm going to do something different tonight, so please don't be scared, like the kids would say, scared. I just need you to answer some questions and with me with this topic. Well, God said, I am sovereign and I am good. Let me assure you that I am absolutely good. I am pure light. And there is not an iota of darkness in me. My absolute goodness in the face of so much evil is totally beyond your understanding. Yes, there's so much evil in this world now. When you are struggling with these mysteries, come to me. Express yourself freely to me, trusting that I care and understand. Yes, he certainly does understand what we're going through. But I'm going to read some scriptures, and I'm going to click on and open up the lines. And I'm going to need your help to answer some questions, because I want us to share tonight. Share. So, like I said, don't be scared, just knowing that we can't see you. No one really, some people might not even know who you are, because I see some new numbers tonight. And also that you might be in your pajamas. You might be with rollers in your hair. I got rollers in mine. And you, no one can see you. Just hear your voice, your lovely voice. So I need your help tonight. I'm starting with the scripture, 1 John 1:5. It says, this is the message in which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. I need some, I'm going to click on a number, and I need you, this is what I need you to answer. And these are simple questions that I need you to talk with me tonight. God is light. Give me an example of how God is light to you. How God has been light to you, is light to you. So I am going to click on a number, and I hope that you will not be afraid to answer this question. And I don't know who this person is, but I'm going to ask you for your support. The number, last number is 6843. I only have you on air. Everybody else listening in. And I want you to tell me how God is light to you. 404-906-6843. If you could come on and answer me how God is light in your life right now.
God is light to me because during the daytime when I meet people, I try to be pleasant with them. And if anyone, if I see anyone that's need a helping hand, I try to help them out, and he is light to me because he is there for me. When I pray, he answers my prayers, and even if he doesn't, I know that, you know, I am in his arms, and he will finally, you know, he will be there for me.
Wonderful.
So that's about three ways.
Yes, and thank you so much for answering that question, because, you know, tonight I want all of us to talk about it. As we talk together, sometimes I don't know what you're thinking, you know what I'm thinking because I'm talking. But I want to see how these things relate to you. And thank you so much for sharing. I think I know who you are, but I'm not going to call your name.
No, you know who I am.
Excuse me? What's your name?
Okay. I said, you know who.
Yeah, I think I know that voice. So I'm going to make it very private tonight, but I just want to hear your voice. I want one more person to answer that question. I have several more different questions to ask, but how is God light to you? Give me an example. I'm going to click on another number. I'm going to go down. Let's see here. Just, you don't know how much you will help someone else with this question. The number is 770-617-3088. If you could answer that question for me.
Hey, Mary. I see God as being light when I start thinking about my husband not being here, how God is my comforter. That's when he provides me light. And when I think about how sometimes I might feel a little down, and I think about how when I think about the past or the times we shared together, it brings me happiness. And that's God's way of, that's my way of seeing God's light also.
Wonderful. Wonderful answers. I am so glad I decided to do this tonight. Thank you. I think I know that voice also. I didn't know your number, but I know the voices. Okay. I have another question. And the question is, it says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, I want someone to tell me, give me an example when you were in the darkness. And maybe right now you might feel that you're in the darkness, but give an example of when you felt that you was in the darkness. You could not see that light that God was shining. Okay, who can I get that question answered? Let's try this number. 770-713-0132. If you will answer that question for me, thank you. 770-713-0132. You're on the air.
Okay. Yes, I'm here. All right. When I was in darkness and felt like all alone, if I turned my life to Christ and said, please help me, it's like he hears your prayer and he answers your prayers. If you truthfully come to him and really want him to help you, believe me, he hears you. And it may not come when you want him. That old saying, may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always there when you really are down the most, and he will pick you up. He'll give you a new direction. He'll put new people in your life. He'll just do things that turn things around for you. And I always say, you just have to trust him. And when you trust him, he will come through.
Yes, and he will take you out of that darkness that you might
yes,
be in at the time. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I know that voice also. I didn't know your
number.
I'm just clicking on numbers, but I hear the voices.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
I am going to ask one other person to answer that question. I have a couple more questions, but I want someone else to tell me. Give me an example of when you were in the darkness. You felt like you were in darkness. You could not see God's light. And maybe you might be in that situation right now. So just share, please. I thank you. Okay, let's go with 770-987-7856. 770-987-7856. You're on the air. Don't be scared. Come on. Answer that question for me. For us.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
The time that I was in darkness occurred about 3 years after my husband had passed, and I'm in the medical field, so this particular time I felt that I was just sort of losing my sense of reality, and so I reached out, and this is my appeal to anyone that, yes, we pray, yes, we go to God, we give our concerns to the Father, but there are times where he gives us resources and people that come that can help us when we feel we're slipping. And I felt I was slipping at that time, and so I reached out for professional help by seeing a psychologist, and that really helped me along with prayer. But now I feel a contentment. I remember those memories that my husband and I had. I also have faith, and I just basically said, Father, you got me. You know, whatever I need, you there. You know, and I just do not allow Satan to just take a hold of my mind and my feelings and stuff because, you know, I'm a child of the King. So that has helped me to just stay abreast and to be open to opportunities to share my story of, you know, that may help others.
Wonderful. I know that voice also. I did not recognize your number offhand, but I know that voice. So thank you so much for sharing. These are wonderful answers to my question. And you know what I think? You are helping someone else. Just like you talked about sharing your story, what you just said will also encourage someone else on this line. Because we have a few new people on the line. I see a few numbers that I've never seen before. Okay, that's all. That's not all the questions, but that's all the questions regarding these two topics. Now, I'm going to also talk about something, and it's regarding when you might sometimes feel that you're in the darkness. If someone can tell me, when your husband transitioned, were you angry with God?
No.
And it's okay to be honest, because you know what I think? I was angry too. I was very angry because I couldn't understand why he let this happen to me. I was only married for 6 years, and I was left with two babies. And my daughter was 4 years old and my son was 10 months. So I was angry. I was angry with him because I couldn't understand. But before I ask anyone else, I'm going to unclick you because I hear a little bit of noise in the background. Hold one second. Let me see if I can unclick you off. Hold one second. There we go. Give me a second here. Close the line back up with the people that I just finished talking with, and I thank you so much. Okay, I need one more. Okay, here we go. Okay, I am going to ask two people also to express, were you angry with God when this happened to your, you know, your husband transition? I'm going to go down to the very bottom of this page here, the caller page, and I'm going to ask 678-698-7172, 678-698-7172. Tell me if you were angry, because like I said, I was angry for a while. I had lots of questions for him, and I asked him questions just like I'm talking to you now. You know, you can talk to God, you know, with respect, of course, but at the same time, I did. I had many questions for him. I just could not understand. How did you feel? Caller 7172. Telephone number 678-698-7172. You're on the air.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but I got in on the question a little late. The question that I did hear was relating to anger.
Anger.
And I don't recall anger. I recall sadness, regret, disappointment, shock. Disbelief. But I won't say that I was angry, but at this moment it was either buried or not one of my emotions that I recall.
Okay.
It was a challenge to surrender to God's will.
Okay.
And to trust that he said that this was not our final resting place, and that JP had completed his mission. He had fulfilled what God felt he was supposed to do while he was here. And my mission was to understand that I wish our mission could have probably ended at the same time. And then I could have avoided all the tears and the loneliness and the longing for his presence. And I felt that God worked with me and is still working with me in understanding that we are spiritual beings, and that when he said he's going to prepare a place for us, that I didn't really fully live that experience until JP was on one side of the river and I was on the opposite side.
Thank you so much for your answer. Like I say, we all grieve differently. We all in different places when things happen to us. To be honest with you, answering that question, was I angry with God? I was really angry with my husband. And thank you so much. You called your husband's name. You were Gina. So thank you so much for answering that question for me. But getting back to me, I was angry. And really, I was angry with my husband first. And then later, I questioned and was angry with God. And the reason why I was angry with my husband, he was big boned, but he wasn't fat or nothing like that. But he didn't eat the healthiest. He wasn't a healthy eater. He loved breakfast. He loved sausage. He loved eggs. He loved all that stuff, you know, all that greasy stuff. He also loved healthy food too, but he ate a lot of stuff and drank that Coca-Cola. That was his coffee. That was his tea, Coca-Cola. And when I got to the hospital and they took me to the room where he was, I started saying, screaming, "I told you to stop. You start eating better." You know, he had a heart attack. So I said, "Yes, I told you you needed to stop eating better." And I pretty much was angry because I felt that the way he was eating caused his death and having a heart attack because of, you know. But he did eat a lot of healthy food, but at the same time, there was a lot that he didn't. And but like I said, he wasn't big and fat. He was big boned, but he wasn't, but I just knew how he ate and what he loved to eat most. And he loved breakfast food. And I mean, he would eat not a huge plate of it, and always drank Coca-Cola. So I was first angry with him, and then I became angry with God because I thought God had cheated me because we were only married for 6 years, and I could not understand why he did that, why he shortened our marriage so soon. So yes, I was angry with him. But later, as I settled down and started thinking about the goodness of God, those anger went away. It gradually went away, and I began to see, I had a lot of faith in God, and pretty much my faith and love for him, you know, got stronger and stronger again. But at the beginning, I have to be honest with you, yes, I was angry. I was angry with him, and then I became angry with God. Now, I need one more person to answer that question, and then there's something there are some more things that I would like to read regarding the light. Let me see who else I can pull. And I thank all of you for participating tonight. I'm trying to do something different that I don't always be the one talking if I don't have a speaker on. Let's see who else I haven't called on. And if I have called, wait one second. I don't think I've used this number here. Okay. 404-245-3619. 404-245-3619. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like to share that I was not angry at God. I was not angry at my husband. I was, I guess, in a place of hurt because he had COVID. He had dementia, and it was the COVID that took him out. But he was on a ventilator. He was suffering. And I loved him too much to watch him suffer. So I just asked them. I was in one hospital. He was in another. And when they called to let me know that his ventilator was no longer working, he was bleeding in his abdomen, and his kidneys were shutting down, I asked them to please take him off the ventilator. And within hours, he was gone because I loved him too much for him to suffer. We always agreed that there was no turning back and we didn't have quality of life, we would let that other one go. And so it was my turn to let him go. And I cried because I knew my life would be empty without him, but I knew he would be in a place where he would no longer be suffering, and I didn't want that for him. So, no, I was not angry with God. I was not angry with me. I did have some feelings about being the one to say, pull the plug, but I had to let go of that because as a Christian, a believer in God's word and a believer in him, and his majesty, I had to let go and realize that he had served his turn on this earth and that he was with God. And if I live my life right, I'd be able to see him again in heaven. So, no, I was not angry. I miss him every blessed day, but there was no anger, only love.
Wonderful. I am so happy to hear all of these testimonies of how you felt and how God, you know, it seems like that all of you have faith in God, that, you know, and that's what, how we get through this journey is with the love of God, because he continues to be with us each and every day. He, just like he said, he will never leave us, not forsake us. But we only have a couple more minutes. Let me read this real quickly. And it's about the light. The light of God is within us, a beacon of hope, peace, joy, and love. We might not always see or feel it, but this light is the guiding light on the path of life. Just as storms cloud my temporary block, the sun, it is always there. After the storm passes and the sky clears, we can feel the sun, the full sun, warming ray once again. In a familiar way, if the storm of life caused us to experience stress or concern, we should rest assured the light of God is within us, still within us, guiding us and inspiring us and comforting us through this journey. Our role to hold to the truth that even in a storm, the full light of God will become apparent. Every storm is temporary. Every journey is temporary. There is always another day, a new day, filled with light and love. This light is our guide as we walk the path of life. Continue, ladies, to let God shine. Let that light shine. Because if there's a little darkness sometimes because you miss him, and how you might feel, that light will come. He will bring joy, love, peace back in your life. So thank you so much for volunteering to, not volunteering because I picked you, to answer those questions for me, because you just helped someone else who was listening. All of your answers were wonderful. It was something truthful that you went to, your feelings and emotions, whatever situation that you, how you experienced it, you shared it. And I thank you so much for doing that, because you blessed someone else tonight. And I thank you so much for doing just that. And I hope that I can do this again. Not, I wouldn't put you on the spot all the time, but every now and then I would like to hear from you. And it's so important that others hear those testimonies that you displayed tonight. And thank you. We are out of time, but I would like to do a short prayer that God, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to show your light within us. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to keep the darkness out. We know that sometimes we will feel lonely and depressed and whatever feeling it might be. We know that you're still there and you're going to get us through this time in our life. This journey is sometimes a lonely journey, but we know that you're walking beside us each and every day. We just ask you to continue to give us the strength, comfort us, and help us to get through this time in our lives. And we love you and we adore you and we magnify your holy name. And we just ask that you would bless everyone on this air, and whatever they lack or need, that you will bless them in a mighty way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone have a great evening, and thanks again. Tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and good night.
Our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.